manhunt for a killer.
This is what we would consider a national search.
Arkansas execution blocked.
The prison was fully staffed to perform an execution at any moment.
Trump order would change visa program.
I got laid off because somebody cheaper could do my job.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's now a nationwide manhunt for the suspect in the random killing that was posted on Facebook. The suspect, 37-year-old Steve Stevens, is wanted for gunning down 74-year-old Robert Godwin. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams.
There are a lot of folks out there that want to talk to him, want to get this resolved peacefully.
The CBS's Dean Reynolds has spoken to some of them.
Our shames they don't make it.
In one of the videos, Stevens mentions his fraternity, Omega Psi Phi.
Do you think he's still alive?
I pray he is.
Some of his fraternity brothers are urging Stevens to turn himself in. Jason Klotman says he called Stevens after seeing his first Facebook post just before the shooting on Sunday. He said Stevens was apologizing for letting down the fraternity.
What would you tell him right now?
I would tell him, you know, come back, come in peacefully, but don't go out and harm any more people.
The Cleveland community remembered Godwin at the place where he was shot.
He was my rock.
Angela Small is the mother of Godwin's two youngest children.
Every time I just wanted to give up, he was always there to pick me up. Every time I felt like everything was against me, he was there.
The Cleveland killing has put Facebook on the defensive. The crime was viewed thousands of times, and it was up for more than 2 hours before it was taken down. Hani Farid is with a group that looks to rein in extremism on the internet.
We have to start thinking about collaborative solutions that are a combination of user reports, employee-driven monitoring, and automated algorithms. We have to start getting more aggressive.
Late last night, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a bid by Arkansas to overturn a court ruling that blocked the execution of convicted killer Don Davis.
Davis was one of a group of seven men on death row whose executions have been scheduled over 2 weeks. Governor Asa Hutchinson wants to carry them out before the state's supply of midazolam, one of the controversial drugs used in the execution process, expires at the end of the month. The
CBS's Omar Villafranca in Little Rock says the next two executions are scheduled for Thursday. On Twitter this morning, President Trump urged Republicans to get out the vote today in the election for the Georgia House seat vacated by his health secretary, Tom Price, and he blasted the Democrat in the race. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on the campaign trail.
Y'all ready to flip the six? Woo!
30-year-old John Ossoff is hoping a surge of anti-Trump energy will help turn this suburban Atlanta district from red to blue for the first time in nearly 40 years. It's a prize so tantalizing to defeated Democrats that they've poured $8.3 million into his campaign in 2 months. That's 18 times more than the top Republicans have raised.
It's expected Ossoff, the Democrat, will get the most votes with 17 Republicans on the combined ballot. If he doesn't get 50%, there would be a runoff with the leading Republican in June. President Trump goes to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, where officials say he'll sign an order that's called Buy American, Hire American. It'll change a visa program that brings in skilled workers from other countries, aiming to stop the practice of some employers who've brought in cheaper labor. Former Disney worker Leo Pereiro fell victim to it. He told 60 Minutes last month he had to train his replacement.
Never in my life did I imagine that I could be sitting at my desk and somebody would be flown in from another country, sit at my same desk and chair, and take over what I was doing. It was the most humiliating and demoralizing thing I've ever gone through.
It's tax day. Returns have to be on the way to the IRS by midnight tonight. President Trump's resisted calls that he release his tax information, and that could play into his efforts for tax reform. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The effort to overhaul the Internal Revenue Code is already off to a slow start, with the Treasury Secretary saying this week it would be unrealistic to expect Congress will pass a tax reform package by August. The issue is terribly tricky, touching every company and industry in this country. And Democrats are now signaling they won't help as long as President Trump keeps his tax returns private. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked yesterday if Mr. Trump will ever release his returns.
We'll have to get back to you on that.
Spicer insists the president's filings remain under audit. Steve?
Vice President Mike Pence is in Tokyo, assuring the Japanese the U.S. stands behind its leading ally in Asia.
The United States will continue to work with Japan and with all our allies in the region, including South Korea,
to confront the most ominous threat posing this region of the world, the regime in North Korea.
Britain's prime minister delivered a political surprise today, live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Theresa May calling an election in early June, 3 years early, saying her opponent's continued attempts to derail Britain's exit from the EU left her with no choice.
If we do not hold a general election now, their political game playing will continue, and the negotiations with the European Union will reach their most difficult stage in the run-up to the next scheduled election.
May hoping to go into the Brexit negotiations with a massive mandate from British voters. She could win big or lose everything in one day in June. Steve?
Historic Georgetown University is poised to rename two campus buildings today as it comes to grips with its past. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
At a church service on campus, Georgetown President John DeGioia will sit alongside the descendants of some of the 272 men, women, and children sold in 1838 to generate money to keep the financially strapped university afloat.
We will seek forgiveness for our participation in the institution of slavery.
Two buildings will be dedicated, one in the name of Isaac Hawkins, among those slaves loaded onto ships and taken to plantations in the Deep South. The other will be named for a free woman of color, Anne Marie Becraft, who set up a school for black girls in Georgetown. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Most NFL fans have come to welcome hearing from the referee after a key play has been reviewed.
After review, it has been determined that the receiver did not maintain possession.
Now, Major League Baseball is expected to discuss a plan with umpires to let them, on a microphone, explain their replay rulings to fans. One scenario would have it tested out at the All-Star Game this summer. There might not be much sympathy from taxpayers, but these are tough times for the IRS. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Facing a nearly $250 billion budget cut, IRS Commissioner John Koskinen is defending the agency.
Well, we are concerned over time that as we lose resources, 70% of our budget is people, we can't provide the level of taxpayer service and enforcement that we think is appropriate and necessary.
He's also defending himself amid calls for him to resign or for the president to fire him.
I'm committed to fulfilling the full term.
Republicans say he helped cover up a scandal in which the IRS was accused of targeting conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A group that pushed to get Californians to support a ballot measure to break away from the U.S. has fizzled. The leader of the group says he wants to move to Russia. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.